Venezuelans vote today on whether to keep populist firebrand Hugo Chavez as their president. The recall referendum has been 2 years in the making, and many see today's vote as the moment of truth for the opposition in its bitter struggle with Chavez. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the capital, Caracas.
Things are looking up for President Chavez. He resisted this recall referendum for 2 years, but now that the day has finally come, opinion polls indicate that he's likely to come out on top. I have to practice my swing because I'm about to hit a home run, Chavez said yesterday from the front steps of the presidential palace. He claimed his triumph is a mathematical certainty. That's an overstatement, but Chavez certainly does have some built-in advantages. In recent months, record-breaking oil prices on the world market have allowed Chavez to pump millions of dollars into poor neighborhoods, such as this hillside slum in Caracas. In this marketplace, everything is for sale, from onions to salsa CDs, and Chavez smiles down from banners on every light pole. If anyone here intends to vote yes, that is, to recall Chavez, he keeps that information to himself. Chavez campaign volunteer Paulo Arteaga calls today's vote historic. Our whole future is at stake, our future and that of our children and grandchildren, Arteaga says. He says his life has been transformed by the oil-funded social programs, such as adult literacy classes and a microcredit loan fund, which Arteaga used to start a truck farm on the outskirts of the city. Chavez supporters are convinced that if the president is ousted, these programs will disappear. The opposition dismisses the president's social programs as populist band-aids. Juan Carlos Jimenez, an anti-Chavez organizer, says most voters understand that the government's social spending does nothing to correct deeper problems, such as chronic subemployment and spiraling crime.
Bueno, la gente agarra lo que le dan porque no tiene nada.
People grab the benefits they're offered because they have nothing, but they also know that they're just getting the scraps, Jimenez says. Still, in recent months, the opposition has muted some of its criticism of the way Chavez spends the oil money. It's even said that it's willing to keep some social programs. Jimenez says even though he sees Chavez as an autocrat, he's also come to accept what he calls the social legitimacy of Chavismo. The great majority of the opposition today does not want to return to the past because we know that the bad old days are what produced Chavez, Jimenez says. Chavez partisans have sounded less conciliatory lately. Last week, Chavez's oil minister, Rafael Ramirez, briefly spooked jittery oil markets when he said the Venezuelan people and Venezuelan oil workers would never accept a Chavez defeat. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.